And obviously, Wembanyama central to that. There it is! The first points in the career of Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama, the three-pointer for his first NBA points.
And Dusty is super excited. I don't know if there's anybody else that's that excited in North Central Kansas about the NBA in general, let alone some 19-year-old kid. But I was more excited about Chet Holmgren making his debut for the OKC Thunder last night. 11 points and 4 rebounds and hit a couple threes and actually got torched on a crossover by Andre Drummond, of all people. So anyway, it's a work in progress. The Thunder won big last night, 124-104 over the Bulls. I think they could be really special. Alexander is one of the best players in the league, and a lot of people don't know about him. He had 31 last night. He was first-team All-NBA. Spurs lose to the Mavericks despite Wembanyama's debut, 15 points. Battled some foul trouble. Luka Doncic was clutch with 33 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, a triple-double for Luka, and he'll probably now rest the next game for load management. Or that'll be Kyrie Irving. So a couple of highlights from the NBA. Welcome to the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Kiefer Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Your home for fast, friendly auto repair, and we're glad to have them as our title sponsor of the Sports Ticket. Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We'll also preview state volleyball, since tomorrow I will not be here because I will already be in Hutch calling volleyball. About this time tomorrow morning, I'll be signing on for Beloit Volleyball. We'll talk about volleyball for Beloit, St. John's, Tipton, and Smith Center, and Dusty will preview cross country coming up tomorrow. And then, of course, we got some NFL football tonight as well as the Bills take on the Buccaneers. But first, Dusty, Athlete of the Week.
Yes, St. John's Tipton sophomore Edward Hrenik has been named the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telepoint and Cable Athlete of the Week. Had a huge game last Thursday night in helping St. John's Tipton pick up a spot in the 8-man Division II postseason. The Blue Jays won 50-22 over Wakefield. Hrenik was big on both offense and defense. Completed 74% of his passes, 20 of 27 for 209 yards and 5 touchdowns on offense. Then on defense, Hrenik had nose for the ball. He tallied 4 interceptions, added 112 return yards on those takeaways, and also had 2 passes defense. So an outstanding game there for Edward Hrenik. You can read more about him at nccastsports.com. Again, the sophomore is our nccastsports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. If you have any nominations for Athlete of the Week, you can always contact us. Just get a hold of one of us. You know how to do it, right? NCKSports.com is also your spot to check out all the latest here as far as that's concerned.
All right, high school football tonight. Once we run through the schedule, and then we'll look at the game you have tonight on Katy Country 94.
Yes, we'll have Lakeside hosting Hanover, 8-man Division II playoffs tonight on Katy Country 94. And the other games, they're coming off that cross district there on the east side. St. John's Tipton, who mentioned Edward Hrenik, their team is headed to Frankfort tonight with a 7 o'clock kickoff, and Osborne is hosting Lynn. That's actually a 6:30 kickoff tonight at Liberty Field there in 8-man Division II. And then on the west side of the bracket, Sylvan Lucas hosting St. Francis tonight at 7 in playoff action. And in Kensington tonight, Thunder Ridge is hosting Central Plains at 7 o'clock. We do want to note at 6:30 in Kensington, if you're headed to the game, get there early because they're going to dedicate Don Wiens Field in honor of the Do Everything Athletic Director. Don's been up in Kensington for forever and has been taken care of, like Joel Struckoff said last night, whether it was Kensington, West Smith County High School, Thunder Ridge High School, Don Wiens has always been there, is still there, and doing everything to get everything in tip-top shape. If you missed our locker room chat, I would encourage you to go back and listen to what Joel said about Don Wiens, because it was a great little — I didn't tell Joel I was going to ask him about it because I wanted it to be off the cuff, and he said some real nice things about Don. You can always go back and listen to our locker room chats and the locker room chat podcast at katycountry94.com. Don never wanted to make it about himself, but it's about time to make it about Don for
Amen.
Sure tonight.
Amen. Great person, and yes, absolutely need people like that to make your school strive.
So Don Wiens Field will be dedicated tonight at 6:30. They'll kick off at 7 against Central Plains. Also in playoff action, Division I, Lincoln is at Rollins County and Atwood. And in six-man football, Southern Cloud is traveling to Center. And there is one Area 1A 11-man playoff game tonight. Smith Center will open the postseason against Belle Plaine at 7 o'clock. Again, full playoff brackets at nckssports.com. There are a couple non-playoff games tonight. Rock Hill is hosting Decatur Community at 6 o'clock, and Pike Valley is at Lynn at 7. So I put Osborne hosting Lynn. They're actually hosting Blue Valley Randolph. I made a misprint in their playoff game tonight, so I'll fix that on my sports cast. But Osborne's hosting Blue Valley Randolph tonight at 6:30, not Lynn.
Don't feel bad. I made my first boo-boo of the week. Actually, I probably made about 1,000. But the first one I remember or acknowledge and other people know about, and I when I did the Facebook questions at the beginning of the week ahead of time, brought to you by Sweden Cream there in Mankato, apparently I reposted the same question back-to-back days. Today was the same question. I was like, what? I just unpinned that and pinned it. And then Janessa says, wasn't this the same question yesterday? Yes, I was just seeing if you're paying attention, if your answer has changed in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, we are just seeing if you're alert. We like to have fun every now
and then. We did that on purpose. Absolutely. No mistakes whatsoever. That never happens around here. So it's okay. Okay, tonight we have Hanover at Lakeside. Dusty, Lakeside, certainly, they're the home team. They're the higher seed, but they're the underdog in this one, I would imagine, despite the better record.
Yeah, and Coach Hoyer's maybe trying to tell me there might be some players not playing. I have no idea. But
you gotta be careful what coaches tell you sometimes.
I know. If they're healthy, Hanover definitely is better than a 4-4 team if they're playing the type of schedule Lakeside did. Let's just put it at that, right? They're very battle-tested, and obviously year after year they play very tough teams like Axel and Frankfurt and all those teams in the Twin Valley League that are going to challenge them. And they really had a tough non-district as well with Clifton, Cloud, and El Salino. There are the two losses who were both in the playoffs. And Coach Hoyer had a stat where, like, they have like 5 losses combined, and I think 3 of them are to each other, right? Mm-hmm. The teams that they've lost to this year. So they're definitely battle tested and ready to go tonight. No doubt about that.
All right. So, but Hanover has to make the long trip to Downs tonight. Once again, locker room chats will be at 4:30 tonight on KD Country 94, earlier than normal because of the early kickoff time there in Downs. So 4:30 locker room chats with St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills. 5:30 is pregame. Hanover at Lakeside and the kickoff at 6:00. No Football Express, no local high school scoreboard show the rest of the season because we've got volleyball and everything else to do. There's only so much that people can do on a limited staff. So here is Coach Dusky of Lakeside on what they need to do. It sounds like it has to start with the running game.
I hope we have some success on the ground. I think we can, you know, depending on what type of front they have, that's going to probably determine whether we're going to try to get some plays outside or inside. But I thought our blocking up front has been well the last few games.
And Matt Hoyer, state championship coach multiple times for the Wildcats. Boy, every single week. When you talk about Lakeside, they talk about Kersine.
As anybody, you know, it's no secret. It's kind of scout them or you prep them throughout the course of the week. You know, number two is kind of where it all starts and where it all stops. And, you know, that's one of those things where our kids are definitely going to have to key on him and make sure that we neutralize him to the best of our ability.
So Hanover is at Lakeside tonight. Once again, pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6:00. It's pretty simple in the playoffs. You win, you move on. You lose, you go home. You're done.
Yep.
And Lakeside trying to knock off Hanover tonight, which would be a monumental win for their football program.
Yeah, this is the first playoff game, by the way, that they're hosting since 2011.
Wow.
when Miles Thomas and that crew were all playing. I could name all the names, but I always put Miles because he's the one that went on to play Division I football. It's just an easy way to start with that, right?
Yeah.
And so, but they had an outstanding group of seniors that year, and they're excited. I think there's a lot of excitement over in Downs to be able to host this playoff game tonight, and we'll see if they come out ready to go.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Lakin at Beloit 2A playoff first-round matchup at Trojan Field. Beloit, the 2-set of their district, they're 4-4. Lakin is 4-4. They're number 3 seed. They lost in 4 overtimes at Larned last Friday. Had they won, they would have been at home. Instead, they lose, and then they have to go all the way to Beloit over a 4-hour bus ride. So Lakin at Beloit tomorrow night, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on Z96.3 Lake, our sister station, KDCountry94.com. So we look forward to that one, as I'll be in Hutch in the morning, then back for Beloit in the evening for football, and then hopefully back to Hutch on Saturday morning. And these two teams met 2 years ago in the first round playoffs. Beloit destroyed Lakin 53-6, led 40-0 at halftime. Beloit has a ton of injuries. Brody Widrig's out for the season. Colton Walter's out for the season. Parker Isabel looks like he's out for the season now with a torn ACL in his other leg after a knee after he tore his ACL on his left last year. I feel for the kid. That just absolutely stinks. I feel for all the kids, especially when they're seniors and their seasons are over due to injury, no matter what the sport is, what the school is. And then Christian Mears broke his hand, but he is expected to play, last I heard. They're hoping he plays. So Beloit's getting a little thin, and Lakin has a few injuries, not as much as Beloit, but they haven't played a super tough schedule. They've lost 3 in a row. So Lakin at Beloit. Beloit would be the favorite, but it might not be nearly as easy as it was a couple years ago. If Beloit's fully healthy, I feel super confident about this game tomorrow night. I still feel confident, but maybe not as much because of all the injuries. And you like to be at home, of course, and make Lakin make the long bus ride. So Lakin at Beloit, both teams 4-4. Beloit Pirates played the tougher schedule without question, and that'll be the matchup. Lake going to score a lot of points this year, but once again, against some teams that aren't that great, and they got blown out by Hoisington, who's a rather good team, 63-15, lost in four overtimes last week, and Beloit's coming off that 14-6 win over TMP. Tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick, Beloit hosting Lakin. All right, volleyball. We got a little bit of it to cover, just a little bit. And so let's start. We got Beloit and Smith Center on KD Country 94. St. John's Tipton on Z96.3 Lake. We'll start with Beloit and work our way down 3-2-1A. Beloit is the number one seed in their state pool play matches. They are 37-2. They won 35 in a row. They get Goodland, who's 23-15. Beloit's making their third straight appearance at state. In fact, every single team in the four-team pool that Beloit's in has made state 4 years in a row or more, except Beloit, and they've made it 3 years in a row. Pretty crazy stuff. Goodland, they were not good. 10-13 in September. They 13-2 in October. They lost some outstanding talent. One to Alexa Weeders playing Division II basketball at Fort Hays State. So they are a different team. They're not as explosive offensively, but they're scrappy and very good defensively. That's the first match for Beloit tomorrow morning. Pre-match coverage around 9:10, 9:15 here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, a team that's won 35 in a row. They haven't lost since August 26th. They haven't lost a set since September 9th. 53 consecutive sets, 35 consecutive matches they've won, and they can't afford to stumble early. Brandy Paul on Goodland, the first round opponent in pool play tomorrow at 9:30.
They've really come around towards the end of the season and playing really good ball. And like you said, they lost a lot of seniors last year, but they returned one of their big hitters from last year on that team. They're used to being there, and, you know, like I always say, we like to work with my JV. They're going against the best in the state. So, you know, for the past 3 years, the team that is there this year has been going against that team. So you know they're going to be good. They look good defensively, and like I said, they have one major hitter that we will have to focus on and try to shut down.
That's a good point that Coach Paul brings up, is that, you know, these teams are so good. Why do they get back to state over and over, year in and year out? Well, those younger kids, the best competition they see throughout the year is in scrimmages and in practice, and that makes them better to when they're ready to be varsity players. And sometimes there's a transitional period, and that's what Goodland went through this year. And so they are a team you got to be leery of. They're red hot. They got nothing to lose. They've not done well at state. They're 3-17 in the last 20 state matches, last 10 in the last 11. But they are very good, making their fourth straight appearance to state. So Beloit gets Goodland in the first match. They are the favorite to win that match. And then, win or lose, they play Smoky Valley at 11:30. Smoky Valley, a team that Beloit played at the first pool play match early in the morning at Southeast Saline and won that in three sets. Lost the first set 26-24, won the next two very somewhat easily. So Beloit's got to be ready to go, because if they beat Goodland and Smoky Valley, then that means them and Heritage Christian will basically be playing for seeding for Saturday. You don't want to lose to Goodland or Smoky Valley and then have to beat Heritage Christian to make it to the state semifinals. That's a bad spot to be in. So it's great that Beloit has Heritage Christian, the two-time defending 3A state champion, in their pool. As long as Beloit wins their first two matches, then they avoid each other in the semis. They meet again in a championship match. However, if Beloit would stumble against Goodland or Smoky Valley, then it's really bad that Heritage Christian is in your pool, because they could very well knock you out just like that in the final play match tomorrow at 1:30. So Beloit against Goodland at 9:15. Beloit's the one seed, then 11:30 Smoky Valley, and at 1:30 Heritage Christian. Seeding is nice and all, but I will say seeding is based strictly on records. Heritage Christian is the number one ranked team in the state, but they're the four seed based on record. Heritage Christian has beaten seven teams ranked 4A or higher. They've beaten the number one team in 6A in straight sets. They lost to the number one team in 5A St. James Academy a couple times, once I think in three sets. They lost to May South in two sets. Beloit lost to May South in three sets back in Hayes, and May South ranked second in 5A. They beat maybe Topeka Seaman, a 5A ranked school. I mean, Heritage Christian has played an extremely tough schedule, and Beloit played a good schedule the first half of the season. Last few weeks, except for the Nemaw Central Substate Final, they haven't played too many ranked teams here in the month of October. So Heritage Christian is the team to beat. There's no doubt about it. Beloit feels that they are the top challenger. I would agree with that. It would be great if they're both 2-0 in pool play when they meet at 1:30 tomorrow. because then they'll get a barometer of each other and then maybe a rematch in the championship on Saturday. But that's a long way to go. So all that coverage tomorrow. If it, by the way, we give you these times, but they might be a little bit later than that. If matches ahead go three sets, that pushes the schedule back. So these are approximate times. 3A State Volleyball for Hutchinson Beloit on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. I'll be there for that. Dusty will be in Dodge City, 2A State Volleyball, Smith Center, number one seed at 4:15 pre-match coverage. They'll take on the 8-seed Sedan, 6:30 Maranatha Academy. Smith Center is the number one seed, by the way. And then they'll take on the number 4-seed Hillsborough at 8:30. Kind of a similar thing as Beloit Heritage Christian. Smith Center and Hillsborough, probably the top two favorites. They met in the state championship match the last 2 years. 2 years ago, Smith Center won. Last year, Hillsborough won the state championship match. Beloit's been the state championship, or excuse me, Smith Center's been the state championship 3 years in a row and could very well be there again. They, too, can't afford to stumble early. That way it could just be them and Hillsborough both 2-0 in pool play trying to decide seeding positioning for Saturday. Nick Lynn, head coach at Smith Center, has done an unbelievable job, Hall of Fame coach, on the competition in his pool.
Well, they're all different. I will say that. And Hillsborough does have 2 6-footers on the outside that can just pound the ball, and they're both returnees from last year, and they're seniors now. And we single block half of rotation. That might be very tough for us to be able to do that. But I think our key match literally is going to be the Maranatha match, where you're coming out of Sedan, and if you win that one, it's kind of crucial that you come back and be competitive and win that second match. That being said, they're going to be tough.
So Smith Center and Beloit's number one seeds, they are, if they play like they're capable of playing like they have all year long, they should both advance to Saturday. Your quick thoughts on Smith Center?
What Coach Lynn said about Maranatha Academy is very important, I think, for Smith Center to understand. They're 31-8, and they're the 5-seed, right? And you look at these teams, and you can tell that, you know, it looks like the top four are better than the rest of the field, but Maranatha Academy's played an outstanding schedule. Two of their losses have been to Heritage Christian, so take two of those away and make them 31-6, because those matches don't matter, right? Like, on their 31-8 record, two losses to Heritage Christian don't matter coming into state. Maranatha's won 23 of their last 24 matches coming into the state tournament. So I want to make sure people understand what Coach Lynn was talking about. This is a very tough team at the number 5 spot in this tournament. Now, the rest of them probably are not going to give a lot of resistance to the rest of the field at 6, 7, and 8, but it's going to be tough from 1 through 5, and that's the tough part about, you know, seating on record like you were talking about. But I did talking with Coach Lynn, I said the benefit you have as the number one seed is you get to start with Sedan. Hillsborough has to play that team right out of the gate,
right?
And if you're not ready to go right away, that's where you could slip up. And so, and also obviously the benefit is having a break in between every match too, and being able to catch your legs in case maybe you don't feel like you played the greatest going in. So I think Smith Center should be fine. I think they would be the favorite against Maranatha Academy, but you do have to be on alert there, because it could come down to some crazy things there in that last match, even if Hillsborough would slip up there in the first match against Maranatha.
Yeah, you got to be careful. That first match of the morning is always catchy, and that's why you kind of like to not have to play it till the second match. And then when you wait so long to play, like Smith Center is going to, that can be tricky, the first match as well for them. So Beloit and Smith Center and St. John's Tipton, none of them have to play back-to-back in pool play, so that's usually an advantage. So we once again, Beloit in the morning on Katy Country 94 and in the early afternoon, and then Smith Center in the afternoon and evening hours on Katy Country 94. Get the free Katy Country 94 app on your smartphones, online, katycountry94.com. St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, number 2 seed at the 1A Division 2 state tournament in Emporia. Pre-match coverage around 10:45. John Bowden will have the call for you there, and they'll take on number 7 seed Elira Christian. Then around 1 o'clock, they'll take on Sharon Springs, the 6 seed, and then 3 o'clock, they'll play the 3 seed Argonia. St. John's Tipton rolling, coming in, winners of, what was it, 23 in a row now. They are the number 2 seed. And you can hear all those matches tomorrow on Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. Download the free Z96.3 Lake app on your smartphone so you can listen wherever you may be. Your thoughts on the Blue Jays? I mean, all three of our air teams have a really good chance of moving on to Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I've not done enough research on the 6 and 7 seeds here. I know Argonia is going to be tough for sure in that pool. Sharon Springs and Elyria Christian, I'm not 100% sure on, but you know, I think if the Lady Jays play the way they have throughout the season, especially the way they did at the MPL tournament, and then, you know, bring that, you know, grit that they had, obviously, to win the sub-state, I think they should be good and can get to Saturday. But, again, I've not done the research on all those teams to know exactly what they've got, but I think the Lady Jays should have a really good chance to play Saturday.
All right. So if Beloit, Smith Center, and St. John's Tipton, they all make it to Saturday. Well, here, let's go one by one. Beloit makes it Saturday. We'll have the semifinal matches at 8:45, and then the championship or third place match around 10:15, 10:30 on KD Country 94 on Saturday. Smith Center, if they make it to the semis, 12:45 pre-match coverage on Saturday on KD Country 94. 1 o'clock will be the semifinal, and then around 2:15, 2:30 will be the championship or third place on KD Country 94. St. John's Tipton then would bump KU football off the radio. Local comes first. It's always been the way we do these things around here. 8:45 would be pre-match coverage, and then 9 o'clock the first serve for the semis in 1A Division 2, and then the championship third place would be around 10:15 or 10:30. And those matches on Saturday, if St. John's Tipton makes it there, would be on Z96.3 Lake. So it's pretty simple. Beloit stays on KD Country 94 Friday and Saturday. Same thing with Smith Center, and St. John's Tipton will be on Z96.3 the Lake. The Beloit football team will be on Z96.3 Lake tomorrow night after the St. John's Tipton volleyball coverage, so hopefully that is as clear as mud. Once again, Hanover at Lakeside this evening on KD Country 94, pregame at 5:30, locker room chats at 4:30. Cross country preview tomorrow. Dusty will preview that and have that in the sports, so we'll focus more on that tomorrow. Thursday night football, the Bills look to get back on track as they are just 4-3 through the first 7 weeks. They host the 3-3 Buccaneers, 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video from Buffalo.